The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle Radio talk show about relationships. We also have with us our co-host with the most, as Yay. I call her, Coco Letty Matthews.
Good evening.
Good evening, ladies. It's nice to see you. It's
nice to see you, Ron.
I think it's been a week since we've actually seen
it's
each
been
other.
Been a week. Right? Busy time.
Yes. Our phone number here for listeners is 530-605-4567. If you'd like to call in, we'd like you to call in. Chime in. Give us your thoughts or any experiences you might have with this subject we're going to talk about. You can also listen to us at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. You can even go online and go to KCNR1460.com and hit the live green button and listen to us live. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
What would I do? Oh, yeah, so good. And so, I think Lenny's going to tell us about our sponsor tonight.
Yes, our sponsor, K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. I love these people. They are a family-run business. They are located in Reading in the Mission Square Shopping Center off Bocelli Lane.
And a few other places.
What's that?
And a few other places.
Yeah, Reno, Nevada, Florida, and Idaho. So these guys are movers and shakers. But here in Reading, I think this is their hometown. This is where they live, raise their family. Mm-hmm. Husband and wife team, fabulous people. Fabulous people. And I love how they do their business on both ends for the employer and the employee. They interview their employers. They interview their employees so that one or the other is looking, they can match them perfectly. And usually it ends up with some kind of permanent.
Yeah, recipe for longevity.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
That's
so
brilliant. Yeah.
So as we go through the show tonight, I'm going to highlight different aspects of the business. But you can give them a call anytime at 530-605-4517. Just a digit off from our number.
Yes, 17 instead of 67 here.
Yep.
Love okay, it. So, Elle, again, what the hell are we talking about?
Well, tonight, you know, we like to cover topics. People have requests. They give us requests and topics they would like us to dive into. So tonight, we're diving into how the digital age has impacted the dynamics in our relationships with each other. That can be personal relationships, family relationships, our identity, how it's impacted us in positive ways and negative ways. We've covered that. You know, we've covered the dating aspect a lot, but definitely has changed. I mean, since you're leading with that, we might as well discuss that. I mean, there are pros. Let's talk about the pros and cons of the digital age in dating. I mean, the pros that I can think of immediately is that it gives you access to a pool of potential dating options. That sounds so clinical, but it gives you...
It's true, though,
yeah. It gives you access to potential pool. On the downside, it's swipe right, swipe right, swipe right. It can just be so much of a pool of options that you never catch.
Yeah, you just look at the visual.
Catch and release. It's a lot of catch and release.
I would
possibly.
I would still rather go to a singles club or a singles meeting kind of deal and meet people face to face. It would be so much more fun. And
I think COVID really impacted that whole dynamic and culture.
Well, you and I have talked about starting
one.
A singles club, and I'm still thinking about it because there's nothing like meeting people. And besides that, it's good for us just to get out.
Connection.
Make friends.
Soul.
Yeah. Have fun.
It's irreplaceable, that connection, that face-to-face, soul-to-soul conversation to conversation is irreplaceable. Although with the new dating, the way that dating is happening, and I jump on and off dating apps now and then, as you guys know, over the years, I will jump on every few months or ever so often. And what I've noticed they have on dating apps now is they have the video link. So you can immediately video chat with somebody, and that tends to eliminate whether or not you're being catfished.
Exactly.
Or I call it capfish. When guys wear a cap.
Yeah.
And you don't know what's underneath the cap, you're being catfished.
There's no filters. There's no filters. There's no filters on that.
Oh.
There's no filters when you're doing the face-to-face. So I opt for it. I mean, if there's the opportunity to do that, why not?
Because I think almost everybody.
But you know what? The only time I would do that anyway is in the evening when my day is winding down, and I'm usually in my jammies, makeup off, so no.
Best time. Not the best time to do it. Here's the real deal.
Heck no.
I would. Not,
maybe if I was 18 or, 25. But no. But I'll tell you where I don't like, I think as far as dating, the worst part of technology is taking the place of our communication. You know, we used to, now that we have the technology to look for people on a dating site, we find people further out of our zip code. So you can't just get in the car and go have an ice cream. So you have to plan to meet for the person because they may be out of town or a long ways away.
Yeah. Even if you put a, on some of the sites, they give you the option to put a distance.
Yep.
They don't pay attention to
No, they don't. No. But the part I dislike the most is once you've established a relationship and you should have moved into the phone call stage, they're still texting.
Oh, yeah.
And for me, here's how I feel about texting. And it's not because I wasn't raised with it. I think it's great for quick questions.
Yes.
I think it's great to find out where someone is. Yes. Are you still coming? Are you going to be late? What size do you wear? I'm in a store. It's on sale. Or do you need this from the store
Exchange numbers.
Tonight?
Get that call going.
If it's quick, I'm all for
not
it.
Not for a full-on conversation.
Right,
but a
right.
full-on conversation, and I'll tell you, that's happened to
me
a lot.
Me too. Volumes and volumes and volumes.
And I, further in the show tonight, I'm going to share a little story with you that was pretty profound over text.
We like you sharing.
Yeah.
We always love when you share. You've got the goodie.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
thank
fortunately,
you for that.
I've experienced almost everything you can put in front of me.
So, before we go any further, I have to shout out to my nephew, Michael Dominic.
Michael, hi Michael.
Yes.
And to also a fellow listener, someone very close to Michael, another Michael Weisner. So they're listening in from Ohio.
Hi, Michael.
All the way from
Love
Ohio.
That. Thank
I mean,
you, guys.
We do have listeners from coast to coast, and we appreciate
New
you.
New York,
faithful
too, right?
listeners.
Yeah.
Yep, New York, New Jersey, Florida, Montana.
Yeah, okay.
A variety. So he just said hi.
Oh!
He gave me the name of the other Michael that's listening.
Oh, I thought he had one of those profound, deep thoughts.
He'll weigh in.
Please weigh in, Mike.
Stuff.
Michael.
Yeah. So,
Tyler says he's
going to
weigh in, too.
Thank you, Tyler.
Well, absolutely. I don't weigh much, but I can do that.
And congratulations on that new baby.
Oh, absolutely. I got the dad jokes rolling. That's important, you know.
We want to hear some.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, go post them up.
And I appreciate you being here.
I appreciate you being here.
Especially after having a new baby.
Oh, no. It's so much fun.
Our producer, Tyler, everybody. So
I have a friend that just texted in and said, I have a lot of dating app experience.
We want to hear.
I said, call in.
We want to hear.
Call in.
I
you
mean,
know
this
who you
isn't
are.
Just about dating apps. But
no.
It's one of the things that is the pro and the con of the digital age. I think there's a lot of pro to it. There's a lot of con to it. But I think that personally, it seems like it's a fit for the way that culture is transitioning. And busy times, lack of opportunity. We're not gathering the way that we used to. For example.
Okay.
Yeah, for example.
Yeah, when I would be in the car with my grandmother, we would drive by this barn, and every time we drove by the barn, she'd say, I went to barn dances there as a little girl. And I thought, what does that even feel like, a barn dance? Like a barn
dance. They're a blast.
Yeah.
Awesome. I love them.
That's the way a landline feels to kids. You know, we're talking about barn dances and stuff like that.
That's what?
That's why a landline phone. Try to talk to a kid about a landline phone. They won't know what that is.
That's funny. Well, this is a good time to draw a line under it and take a break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Sounds like fun.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from 4 different car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Reading.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Good evening, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle talk show about relationships. And we have with us our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews.
Good evening.
Good evening. Our number here is 530-605-4567. Call in with your thoughts. We would like to hear from you. You can listen to us at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. You can also go online to KCNR1460.com. Hit the live green button and listen to us live. You can also text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Ah,
I missed it.
You missed it. Or you can message us on Facebook at Ask Elle Lenny Matthews.
What's happening?
Music?
I'm playing with you again.
Or me, Ron Lim.
Can they hear that on the air? Or is that just in my headphones?
No, they can hear it.
All those lines.
Oh, I thought it was time to take a break already. Okay, so where
Speaking
were we?
Speaking of break, where I am going to use this opportunity to talk about our fantastic sponsor, K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated.
K&S.
We love them. They're the source of your workforce. I didn't write that, but it's catchy.
It's catchy.
I like it.
Catchy.
They are a true industrial staffing company, and that means they are OSHA approved. That's kind of a big deal, and Elle, you know about that with your son, correct?
Correct.
Your son used K&S Staffing
Solutions. Had great things to say about them.
Yeah, and he's now got a
full-time job.
Love it. They staff for the perfect fit, construction, manufacturing, hospitality, automotive, maintenance, clerical, medical, administrative, you name it. They've got a job for you, or they've got an employee for the employer that's looking for a good employee. So highly recommend them. You can find them on the web at kss4jobs.com, or you can give them a buzz at 530-605-4517. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so before the break, we were talking about digital.
Just talking about, yeah, the way the digital age has,
what did we cover already?
How it's impacted us and changed, created changes, good and bad. We haven't covered much, but it's been great. We really kind of got into dating again, which we talk a lot about on this show, so it's appropriate.
It's a relationship
thing, yes. Dating, digital age and dating, and the pros and cons about that. Lots of pros, lots of cons. We've all experienced the pros and the cons. And are you guys hearing Tyler in the background?
Tyler, we can hear you back there.
What's your name?
Tyler, you're on the air.
Oh. Oh, yeah, what's your name?
Oops. Hey, I'd like to point out something.
Yeah, I can hear you. What's your name?
You're still on the air, Tyler.
Tyler, what did you say?
R-U-S-S. I'll let them know.
Oh, jeez.
Tyler, we can still hear you. Hi.
We heard that whole phone call.
Oh, well, you got a caller on the line. I don't know if you figured that out.
Well, we did. It was R-U-S-S.
Okay. Yes, Russ. Russ is on the line. Okay, you guys want to talk to Russ?
We will take our call.
I'm embarrassed, but you know what? Let's just keep going the show.
You know what?
Okay.
We love our show. Absolutely. We love you, Tyler.
Thank you so much. We love you, too.
Hey, Russ.
Hello?
Where'd Russ go?
He's probably embarrassed, too.
All that for nothing. All that
was a prank call.
It was. I think I was playing with you guys again.
Okay,
I
want
him to call back.
I would like to add
call
something
back
here.
Yes, please do, Lenny.
On the backside of 60, we'll say. And I know that as we get older, we start disliking change and new stuff. And I get that, but... So what I'm saying is I'm not that girl. I'm not digging my heels in and saying, you know, look at the new technology and bark, bark, bark and all that, because...
Lenny's single.
Yes. I love my phone. I use my phone. I need my phone, and I use computers and so on and so forth. However, here's the part that I don't like. I don't like it taking the place of my communication with my people. That's where I draw the line. And I think that's where any kind of technology or artificial intelligence, I think that's a con, because nothing takes the place of people. Nothing.
No, absolutely.
And that's really where I... my dislike.
We are losing that contact with people.
Absolutely.
And it's hurting us.
Well, look
big
at the,
time.
Yeah, look at the younger,
it's injuring.
It's
us.
The younger generation. They don't even know how to talk to each other.
It's costing jobs.
Guess who it is?
Relationships.
It's Russ.
Oh, there is a Russ.
We got
He's
a Russ.
Back.
Here he is.
We're going to take our caller. Hi, Russ.
Right, hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Prank call.
Yeah.
you were listening.
Thank you.
It's going good. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great.
Great, thanks.
Yeah, I just, I'm an older man, and I, you know, was raised in the dial tone, and if you called somebody your friend or girlfriend or whatever, and you didn't get them, well, you didn't get them. Either go and visit them and talk to them, or you just wait, try home again.
Absolutely.
But, it doesn't feel like it was a deprived time in life either.
No, not at all.
It was, yeah, I mean, it was just, that's the way we communicated back then. And it was, you know, and they would also get you up and go down and go see them or whatever, but it was just more personal.
Absolutely, I agree.
We always knew where everyone was hanging out by all the bikes in the yard.
Yeah.
And don't you feel like, Russ, didn't you feel like there was a little bit of anticipation of dialing that number and then waiting for it to ring just in case she did pick up? I mean, that was all part of it.
Oh, yeah, that was exciting.
Oh, yeah, especially after, especially if it was a girl you've been crushing on at school and you finally got her phone number and gave her a call and you're just so anxious, and then she either answered, and when she answered, you're kind of tongue-tied, or if she didn't answer, you're kind of disappointed.
Or if her parents answered.
And how about this? You'd get a dial tone. Oh, remember the busy? Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Unless you were lucky enough to have a party line.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is kind of...
I'm with you, Russ. Yep. I'm with you. I'm old, too. So.
Me, too. I am, too.
I just, with those phones, with those dial phones, those, what do we call them?
Rotary phones.
We also had a super long cord that required untangling periodically, but we could take the cord in our house. We could go from the kitchen into the laundry room, and that was our privacy.
And what you did with the cord while you were talking, you're
playing with it,
fiddling with it. Oh yes,
especially when you're nervous,
cleaning it.
Yeah. Half our audience doesn't know what we're talking about.
No, I think our audience is right there with us.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Russ. I appreciate you calling in and sharing that. I think so many of us relate. Did you want to make another point?
I will do. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I have tried the online dating. And that only leads to disappointment because the people misrepresent themselves or put in a photo, because I've met a couple of them, and I just like...
Ron's over here shaking his head.
Yeah, they don't look at all like...
I don't see the point in that, because eventually you're going to meet.
Yeah.
You're going to... Exactly.
I am going to say though, men lie about their height.
We do.
And you wear ball caps to cover up your bald head.
What? We can't have a bad hair day? Come on.
That's fine.
Well, you'd have to glue that thing to your head for us to never figure it out.
This is too funny. But you're right. This whole filter thing is... I mean, every once in a while, I'll play around with it just for the fun of it.
Well, for fun.
But I don't filter things, because then you're going to find... They're going
to
find out.
I don't know how to filter, so...
Yeah. No, you do not. You do not know how to filter.
No, not even my mouth. Well,
it's just to be honest with it, you know.
Yeah, you know what? That's if you want to be comfortable in a relationship, you might as well start out right at the gate, right? So show up with your hat off and your dentures out.
No.
Show up looking like you.
There is something about that first impression. There it carries weight. Thank you so much, Russ. We appreciate you sharing.
Thanks for calling.
Good point.
Come back. Call back again.
I have a
With your dentures out, you
but,
say.
Oh,
what if I want to keep my dentures in? I mean, yeah.
You can.
Do you have dentures, Tyler?
No, but I have a ball cap, and I was screaming and yelling at you guys. Yeah, I know. I like my ball cap.
It looks good on you.
Some guys like ball caps. I mean, I understand what you're saying, though. There's a lot of baldies out there that are probably trying to, you know.
But
I have to make this comment. I just got a text in. I'm not sure I want to say who it's from.
Don't. Who is it?
Hello.
What is it?
Sorry.
What?
Dead air. No, it's just, I just got this text in that says, men seem to have an issue measuring correctly.
Oh.
Just generally?
I don't get it.
I do.
So anyway.
Well, Lenny's over here giving me the cut sign, like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. But I was in it. I was already in it, so.
All right, so I think this is a good time. If we have time, I want to share my story about...
Yeah, that's a good time.
Okay.
Share your story.
So I went with this guy. This is the same guy that was left me at the altar guy.
Oh.
And obviously he had some issues, but that's beside the point. But he broke up with me over text.
By text.
I mean, and we were already engaged.
Oh.
And... I didn't even know he was breaking up with me until I texted him a few times, and that was after I got him to text me. He was silent all morning. He lived in another town.
There were a lot of red flags you missed in that
one. But the thing is, it was such a ridiculous reason that I couldn't get my hands on him and look in his eyes and say, what you think you know or feel or heard is not true. It's just not so. And it was so unfair because he was an hour away.
Yeah, no chance.
And I couldn't.
That's exactly how he orchestrated it. That was a very cowardly way to handle it.
Yeah, but that's really cruel.
Very cruel, very cowardly, and speaks a lot about who
you don't break up with. You don't do anything important via text, ladies and gentlemen. You just don't.
Well, I know a lot of people that have broken up that way, though, through texts.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Oh. Okay.
Come back and continue.
Okay. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say. You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh,
Louts Landscape Supply at 6023 Churn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Louts Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Louts Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ask L Show, this is L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Talk Show about relationships. And we have with us our other co-host, Lenny Matthews.
I'm Cuckoo.
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 Okay, evening. New name for you. Oh, wait a second. I got to give my phone number. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Call in. We'd like to hear from you. You can listen to us at 96.5 FM or 1460 AM. Or you can go online to KCNR1460.com. You can also text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Good job.
Thank you, Lenny. I wouldn't remember it if you it wasn't
also,
for you.
But you could also message either one of any of us three here on Facebook Messenger to Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. And Lenny is going to tell us about our great sponsor,
K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated. We love them. Long time. K&S Staffing believes in finding the right candidate for your business the first time. So every potential employee goes through an in-depth interview with one of their highly skilled staffing consultants. And they've got quite a few. So it helps them determine the best fit for the employee and the client, which would be the, yes. And I love that because I'm not so sure that all the other staffing businesses quite go that far.
They just get your resume, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And I believe that there's the right employee for every position and vice versa. So really important part. Also, they have benefits, which is kind of cool. They offer each and every one of the employees to earn up to 40 hours of paid time off at no additional cost, and they offer an option to each employee, which is the Affordable Care Act medical coverage that's affordable. So I think that's really, really cool in this day and age. So KNS Staffing, give them a call at 530-605-4517, or you can walk in their door off Bocelli Lane in the Mission Square.
They don't mind you just walking in, right?
No, they'd love to have, they love you.
Even come. Better. Okay. Yeah, don't text them.
Thank you, KNS, again. So where were we?
We're talking about the digital age and how that's influenced us, how it's impacted dynamics culturally, socially, family, otherwise, and we got a little bit sidetracked off our notes, so I'm going to kind of get us back on track. And
Lenny was going to tell us about the dinner table, right?
Oh, at some point, that. But let's.
Oh, okay.
Who's running this show?
Yeah, she is. Her name's Elle.
Challenges of digital distractions and co-host distractions. So some of the challenges. This was one that was important to you, Lenny, is some of the challenges and digital distractions. And this is really where we can go into your dinner story because that is a digital distraction. It's a perfect example of a digital distraction. Mm-hmm. Share it, and then I'm going to share a funny anecdote.
Okay,
cool. So I had family. I like to cook nice dinners. I like my people that are going to eat my dinners to sit and eat while it's hot. So I usually give a 10-minute call. Dinner's going to be ready in about 10 minutes. And that gives them time to wash their hands, get something to drink, plug in their phone, put their phone away, come in from outside, etc. So I'm sitting down. And usually the hostess is the last to sit because she's putting the meal on the table.
Sure, making sure.
And I'm waiting for my guests to sit down.
Yeah, that's unconscionable.
The last one stood by the chair, and I said, finally, you need to sit down. There are no cell phones at my table, ever. We eat a meal together. I cooked for you. Please sit and eat the meal. And their response was, I'm just finishing up this text. Mm-hmm. And so for me, it interferes even with the old fashioned dinner time, even when the phone isn't supposed to be at the table.
So it's actually offensive when you have worked so hard, because I've had that happen also.
Mm-hmm.
You work so hard to do this meal presentation, and we're from a time where you put a lot into the meal. There's something about the meal. I mean, the French say a meal is a date with love and friendship.
Yep.
And that's what it is to me. When I was raising my kids, the kitchen is the heartbeat of the home. We revolved around our meals. That was the time to connect. They didn't have cell phones growing up. My kids didn't, but.
Did you know that we have a caller?
Yes. I wanted to, Lenny, to take this opportunity to share her story, and we're going to take our call from Michael.
Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi, Andy.
I love that. Hi, Andy.
I'm calling to talk about how the digital age has affected things. One thing I think, and I blame celebrity culture for this, but I think that especially celebrities fighting on Twitter, but I think it's been made okay for people to air dirty laundry and private things publicly. And I'm guilty of that, and I created a huge fracture in our family.
I appreciate you owning that. Yeah.
So, you know, I learned from that mistake, but I think that, you know, that's a huge, huge problem and creates a lot of issues with friends and family and relationships.
Well, I've seen full on arguments on, like, Facebook.
Yeah.
Very personal
stuff.
People
getting involved that would never be involved had you not posted something on that forum.
Interesting. Such a good point. And you're right. It's some of the, what did you call it, celebrity culture? has made that okay, airing your dirty laundry out for everybody to see, and then people join in. They feel like they have a right to join in. I guess they do because you put it
well,
out
you
there.
Well, you put it out there.
Yeah. Good point. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you calling in.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
I saw a funny antidote on a digital commercial for the very thing you were talking about, meals being interrupted by media. Yeah, cell phones, media, being distracted. You're involved in a conversation you can't pull yourself away from. And what I saw was I saw this mom holding a bowl out. Everybody had to put their phones in the bowl and their tablets in the bowl, and then she put food on their plate.
Excellent. Love that.
And then another way, an antidote for that. I wouldn't be able to live into this at this point, but it's easy to throw this out there. Another antidote is you aren't at the table at a certain time. You don't eat.
Mm.
But then you'd have to put a lock on the fridge because you'd have leftovers for they could get
yeah,
into.
Yeah, no. They just get the wrath of Lenny if they didn't sit down and eat.
Well, let's talk about how digital distractions create an effect, or actually create a negative effect in productivity at work.
Oh, yeah.
I see that. I see that all the time. Yeah. Lack of, you know, productivity goes down, and it's acceptable.
Yeah, people are doing that.
Well, that's because people sit behind their computer screen, and then they're on their phone. Mm-hmm. I see it in the office where I work all the time.
Right.
So, it's not cool. It's not okay. You're getting paid for doing your job.
My job requires. I don't get paid unless.
In the old days, the
phone.
Distraction was running over to the water cooler or something.
Yeah.
The scuttlebutt.
Yeah, but these guys are surfing Facebook.
Yeah.
And,
right.
You know.
I rely on my phone.
I had a bookkeeper at my office back when I had the pharmacy. And, I mean, literally, she was doing all of her dating sites and all that stuff while she was working. And I thought, how do you get any work done?
Yeah.
And it wasn't quality work because of that.
Sure.
So
I have a question for you. When I was growing up, you know, when we're talking about the digital age being a distraction to face-to-face relationships, and when I was growing up, we all ate at the table together. We were eager to eat. We wanted to eat. By the time we were in the house done playing, we were so hungry. But what we would do is we would sit around at night, gather in the living room. Every night had a specific show that we would watch. And we would all be in living room together staring at the same show together. We still weren't interacting. So is that different?
I feel like we did that too. It was Walt Disney and Lassie and all the family shows.
Yeah, it was the Waltons for us.
Yeah. You're still
experiencing the same thing.
It's
together.
Still family.
It's a shared experience.
It is. You're sitting next to each other on the couch, and maybe you're eating your dessert, but you're. It's like going to the show. It's still an activity that the family's doing. Yeah.
Yep.
And you're all connected to the same thing. If you're all sitting there on your phone doing different stuff, there's no connection.
No.
So
good point.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what are some of the positive aspects of social media?
I could tell you one thing. I have friends that I keep up with from high school that I never would have kept up
Love
with.
Love it. That's ever, exactly
ever.
The point.
I have friends that
Love
live in
it.
New York City, friends
Same.
That live in Jerusalem. I would never see that guy again in Brazil, all over the world. But I get to talk to them now because social media. Otherwise, I would just lose their number.
My classmates.
Perfect. You nailed it. There is such a positive to that, that people I've been able to stay in touch with that I went to high school with. You know, and that was, I don't know how many years ago.
And you can find
several
people.
Decades.
You can find people sometimes that way that you haven't seen.
You can find some people. And I've actually made a really good friend trying to find a classmate and searching this name, and it turned out not to be that person, but that developed a really good friendship serendipitously with that person. So a good point, Tyler. Another great thing for social media platforms, I mean our radio show, is one of them. We spread the word via Facebook. We put the word out there via Facebook.
We
I
do.
Mean, if you weren't so famous, Ron, I don't think anybody would know what our show is.
I just make my page public. Everybody sees it.
Yeah. So there's a positive aspect to social media, sharing events that are happening in the community. I'm always seeing events happening. You're, for one, always talking about the car shows you're involved in. You do a lot of charity events. You do a lot for the community. You post it. The word gets out. So do the Carl and Linda Bott, who own this station, do a tremendous amount for this community. We get to follow it. See what's going on.
A lot of nonprofits post, like My Kindness Revolution.
The Kindness Revolution. Yeah. I love seeing the Kindness Revolution pop up. And
yeah. Yeah. So, and there's also the community events that you can look up on Facebook and find out what's going on, who's who, when it's happening. So that's really wonderful. Weather even. Everything is so accessible and quick. But that should give you more one-on-one time, because you can go to your phone, look up what you need to look up, be done with it, and then get back to your face-to-face with the person you care about.
Right. Right.
I mean, really, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
Good point.
Or
okay,
more.
We're going to take a break now.
Okay.
We'll be back in a couple minutes. Thank you.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salutes to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garlands, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Phone wallet keys.
So are we on the air? Yeah, well, we are. It's just the song we don't know.
To the Ask Elle show, this is Elle. I have no idea what that was, Tyler. But
that was Adam Sandler with Phone Wallet Keys.
Oh, phone
That's
wallet.
All that I need is my phone wallet.
I love it, Tyler. Thank you.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle talk show about relationships. And we have our co-host, Lenny Matthews. Coconut.
Good evening.
Cuckoo coconut. Is that what you said earlier?
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs Cuckoo was Puffs. A commercial.
Yeah,
you're,
I know.
You're too young. You wouldn't remember.
I don't know that one. Our number here is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online, KCNR1460.com. You can also text L at
707-499-8999.
Good one. You can also message us on Facebook Messenger at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, or Ron Lim. And Lenny, tell us about our sponsor.
Our sponsor is K&S Staffing Solutions Incorporated, and we love them.
Yes, we do.
They are the source of your workforce. They are an amazing local business, and they actually find the employee and find the employer. So
match them up.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're an employer looking for the perfect employee or the employee looking for a great job. K&S Staffing is really where everybody needs to go. In fact, their slogan is connecting employers to candidates for a mutually beneficial relationship.
Wow. Love it.
I love it.
Love it.
Yeah. That says it in a nutshell.
You know, when I worked for the airlines in my 20s, what they did back then, I don't know if they still do it, but they were very precise in putting the right people with the right position. They personality tested you. They found out what you loved, and they put you in the right position. So not only were you happy, you were productive, and it was something you were naturally good at. You know, if you're doing something you like, they say you haven't worked a day in your life.
So. Right, and plus that, your work shows that you excel because it's so enjoyable. Mm-hmm. So I highly recommend them. I've known people that have used this company. Elle's son is one of them, so we can speak honestly
about... Yeah, speak very highly.
Yeah, how good this company is. So give them a call at 530-605-4517, or you can walk right into their door off of Bocelli Lane in the Mission Square Shopping Center. K&S Staffing.
Yeah, thank you.
So I want to take a minute to, of course, I always shout out to my nephew, Michael, and now the other Michael, but I want to make a shout out to my great nephew this is Michael's nephew who is also listening on the other side of the coast, and his name is Lakai. And Lakai's 18 and joining us.
Really?
And loving it. Sending great messages. So
welcome, Michael.
Thank you for listening, Lakai. Okay. So we're talking about the digital age and how the digital age has influenced us as a culture, changed us as a culture, impacted us as a culture for the good and for the bad. You know, I mean, there's no denying the power of media and how much media can hypnotize a community, population, feed us with the narrative that they want us to have. I mean, there's a lot, not only is there a lot of distractions personally, but there's a lot of good or bad that can happen as a result of so much digital influence. And you get on a track and then you're bombarded with a specific viewpoint, and pretty soon, guess what? You've been brainwashed with it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's very powerful to our detriment. And I'm going to say that I'm guilty sometimes of narrowly just following one track that aligns with maybe what I think is right, and don't necessarily have to deviate into what the other side is, what their opinion is, and investigate it.
Yeah.
So I see that the media could be used powerfully. We're living in a time, I'm going to say it, where we're in an era we are deeply divided, unlike any other time. And I truly believe in my heart that if the media were to really want to make a change, it could turn it around just by promoting unity and family and restoration of, you know, humanity.
Yes, I totally agree. But
I mean, I didn't mean to get everybody really silent there.
From a younger person, there's a big pushback against all the stuff you're talking about. It's not like people that are my age and younger don't understand this. They have parents. I have nieces and nephews that are 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 years old. And they would rather talk with their parents. They would rather not be on their technology every time. Every single time.
Tyler, I love hearing that.
If you gave my nephew, Aiden, he's 10, an option to play catch with his dad or to be on his tablet, he would rather be with his dad. It's just that they're given the tablet to entertain themselves when their dad can't play catch, but they would still rather spend time with adults. They really would. there's a lot of pushback against it from the younger generation that you're just not hearing about, because what you're hearing is the narrative that the young generation really is attached to this technology. They're still attached to the same things that everybody
else. So you know what that makes me think? That makes me think that now it's becoming a solution to a problem, and that problem is that they feel empty, lonely, disconnected, abandoned, and wanting more. And so using media, using digital age is now becoming a solution to the problem of the pain that they're feeling.
Exactly. They would still rather be around grown-ups. They really would.
Yeah.
And it's also been a babysitter for... I know some babies that once they can sit up, they're propped in the little bouncy thing in front of the TV while mom goes and washes the bottles and makes the formula. And we do that because we're exhausted and we're tending to the children all the time. So that keeps them quiet and not crying and satisfied and entertained until we can get back to them. And I think that's okay for a minute. But when it becomes a habit and that's all they do, now it's our fault. How did we raise our kids? Who gave them the cell phone or the TV in their room?
Exactly.
We did.
Yeah. Well, I didn't. My kid didn't have a TV or a phone until he was old enough to buy it himself.
With our kids, they just didn't come around. That stuff didn't come around until they're older. But we did have one television. It was in our bedroom with my kids growing up. It was in our bedroom, and at the end of the day, if they did their homework and did their chores and accomplished what they needed to accomplish, then we rewarded ourselves with every night we just piled in the bedroom and watched TV. We got to watch TV together. And then again, it was a social event because we were all gathered together, big bowl of popcorn.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
And as the kids grew and no longer fit on our king-size bed, they would just grab sleeping bags and pile it around on the floor. So they loved that connection.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. But the thing is that when do you give them the cell phone? When do they get the phone in the room?
I'll tell you when my kids got it.
When do they get the TV? And I chose for our family to stay in one place. That was one TV in the house. He got his phone when he could afford to buy it.
My kids' fear drove my decision. So as my kids got older and I felt less safe about the world around them, then them having a phone gave me instant connection to them.
Yes.
I want to see where you are. Call me where you are.
Well, that's
and
a
then
great
phones got even better. And now with my kids, at least with my girls, we have constantly. What's it called, Tyler? You can. I know where my daughters are at all times.
GPS. You mean your
location?
Yeah, shared location.
But and I was going to ask this. I have a daughter at 7, but she's going to be 13 before I know it. And so 13 is kind of the age that we've set. But do you think that's appropriate, or do you think it should be older? I would argue 16 years old, because they'll have their own life.
One.
You know. So
yeah, I mean, if you want them to have it so that you can stay in contact with them, you can create limitations with how much they use it, or have a conversation, or be that dad that you just spoke of. Be that dad that's so invested in your kids and involved that they're loving that connection with you more than the connection. Although at 13, things change.
Oh, I know. I'm scared.
Stuff changes. Be scared, but they come back around.
I know they do, and I just like I did with my dad. I'm aware of the circle of life.
Yeah.
But
yes.
It takes some time. So sometimes, though. So.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about
good stuff.
People posting too much personal stuff on Facebook, and it scares me that people let the Facebook viewers know when they're leaving their home and that they're taking a trip by themselves,
or they're at home by themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Good point.
It's I don't post hardly anything I share. For that reason,
You wouldn't know anything personal that's going on in my life, other than once in a while you see me with my grandson.
Right.
But even when I went through a divorce, you wouldn't know it by looking on my Facebook page. You wouldn't know.
Nope, me either.
I didn't put it out there.
Yep.
I mean, I put political stuff out there, but I got banned for that.
Well, we are close to wrapping this up tonight.
Okay, we're at the end of the show.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
Thank you so much for joining us. Some of those of you that called, and we appreciate your calls. And
yeah, get ready for Christmas.
Have a great
week. We've got one more show before Thanksgiving, right?
I think so.
Yes. All right. I won't wish you yet.
No, we won't wish you yet.
All right.
Okay. Have a great
week, guys.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.